Even though, I haven't been taught to feel powerful. No matter. When I'm surrounded by unfairness and jerks that have the nerve to do a good job
for others.
I haven't been taught
to choose my own thoughts,
my own feelings,
and love and accept me
when I'm not perfect.
I want to do it anyway.
I'm not perfect.
I'm grumpy.
I'm unhappy that they're doing a good job for someone else.
That I'm relocated with no notice.
That others are hurt.
That people go through awful things.
I want to feel good.
No, I don't.
There's too many bad things.
I don't have permission to feel good.
What kind of person would feel good?
When 146 people
have been thrown out of their homes.
I have to feel bad.
And I would.
I absolutely would.
If it made it easier for anyone.
I'd like to be open
to the possibility
that in feeling good,
that in remembering the power of me,
the uniqueness,
the gift,
the potential,
the possibility
of uniquely,
majestically
reaching my potential
will bless more lives
than me staying,
remaining
in the old paradigm.
We're expected
to feel bad
about the unfairness on earth.
It's such a funny story.
There's nothing fair about life at all.
If you do it really well,
you get old and die anyway.
There is no fairness in life.
There are droughts,
and there's also flooding.
There's freezing.
And there's also heat
that kills.
There's no fairness.
Even those that we love the most,
we hurt.
Even ourselves.
We betray.
There's no fairness here.
Wouldn't it be a kick
if I could let that go
and choose happiness
just for the experience
of feeling good
so powerfully
that I live
the highest version,
the best version
of me,
even when
everything looks messy.
Even when
I'm injured by broccoli,
wouldn't it be lovely
if I could hold the space
that of course it's not perfect.
It's not even fair.
And it is a great privilege
and a great adventure
to be uniquely me.
To have all my old stories,
all my filters,
all the paradigms
that made it hard,
and to awaken,
choose consciousness,
and change the whole playing field.
It is great to be me.
I've been really low.
I've been lost.
I've known every negative emotion there is.
I've even contributed.
And today,
I'm tapping.
It's such a silly thing.
I'm doing it with a bunch of strangers
because I'm called
to feel better.
I have a new mission.
It's called feeling better.
And as I master it,
I'll spread it.
I choose feeling better.
If it's too uncomfortable,
if it's too weird,
I can always go back.
I know who to call.
I know what to read.
I can feel
the pain of unfairness
anytime I want.
I'm choosing
the power of me,
the opportunity
to live my potential
From a place
of choice.
I didn't know it was a choice.
I'm creating choice.
Where it once was not a choice. I'm expanding my consciousness.
My tapping.
My perspective.
So that I am in choice.
Life will still be crazy.
Still have to pay taxes.
Dentist.
Doctor.
I still have to move.
Cars still break down.
People say ridiculous things.
I'll still be disappointed.
In others.
In me.
And I'm choosing
to have a good time anyway.
To allow my body to heal.
My consciousness to expand.
And to choose
who I am
in my messy
human experience.
And that would all be easier.
Much, much easier.
If when my head was on the pillow
and I thought the word,
my head is on the pillow.
This magnificent body.
This miraculous body.
This complex body.
Could remember.
Whatever it needs to remember.
Hormonally.
Chemically,
energetically,
emotionally,
spiritually,
to sleep.
My head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
I invite this body
to receive the gift.
The gift
out of unfairness.
The gift
out of judgment.
The gift of sleep.
Of course life is hard.
That's why we have sleep.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If this body heard me now.
When my head is on the pillow.
I invite
all memory.
All cooperation.
All systems.
In alignment.
To sleep.
Deeply.
Comfortably.
Allowing my psyche
to work out whatever it needs to work out.
Allowing my physical being
to regenerate,
rejuvenate,
get a break
from the unfairness of life.
Sleep.
I choose sleep.
When my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
I invite all of me
to experience
empowering,
healing,
comforting,
amazing
sleep.
It is good to be me.
I am
a beloved child
of the Creator.
I am here
to create happiness,
kindness,
compassion,
even forgiveness.
Out of the mess
of being human.
It is good to be me.
I am
a beloved child
of the Creator.
And I deserve
every good thing.
Okay, big breath. Whew, did you feel yourself relax in that one? Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, y'all all look pretty goofy. If you look at everybody, you'll laugh.